On the line, I understand, we have from Houston, Texas, Carl Lewis. Carl?
Good morning.
Well, how's things in Houston, Texas, Carl? We're so glad to have you on the air.
Great, thank you. It's great here. Actually, the weather's fabulous today, so it should be a fun day working out.
Well, I read the people the little segment out of Runner's World and told them, a little bit about how we met in Minneapolis and
right.
started the diet. Tell me, was it easy for you to get going on the diet?
Well, for me at the beginning, the main thing I wanted to do, like I told you then, was to eat, which I love to do, and also keep my weight down and feel good. For me, it was fairly easy because I had a couple of teammates that went on with me. Leroy Burrell was one, and Floyd Hurd. We read the program and went through it, and we decided on a day that we would just stop and start it. So it was tough at first, but when you have people that help support you, it made it easier. But now it's easy for me.
Well, that's great because, you know, your sister, Carol Lewis, was a little upset by the fact that you found it so easy and she found it difficult to do. In fact, she talked about how Carl just decides he's going to do something and then just goes and does it. And she was a little upset with you at the beginning of the program, but of course she feels very good about the diet. And also, has it brought your conversations more in line with your sister Carol and also brought you a little bit closer to the fact that you both eat the same now?
Oh, it's a huge difference. It's exciting to see Carol, first of all, just looking better and feeling better in her training. But what happened, I mean, we always had this little ongoing thing back and forth because I'd say, Carol, you shouldn't eat that, or you should do this, or you should do that. And then she had her idea, and it's been a big difference for us because now even Carol, since she's so fresh, she even checks up on me. You know, wait a minute, didn't you know about that? That's oil. So it's great for both of us. Before, there was a sense of apprehension in talking about anything diet related because she didn't know about the program and believe in it. But now it makes it a lot easier.
Well, I was talking to Joe Douglas, your manager, a couple of days ago, and he said that Carol just came back from the program. And even though she hadn't been training, she went out and did, I guess, quite a phenomenal jump just a couple of days ago.
Right. She had a great jump. And Monday and Tuesday, she had her best workout of the year, just that quick. And she's training better than she ever has in the past 2 years, and it makes a difference. See, the thing that you realize is that obviously if you can be fit and thinner and be a little bit lighter, it's going to be easier to move, so you can train harder, you'll get faster. And when I started the diet in 1990, I was 29 years old, and everyone said it was time to kind of pack it in because you're too old to do this, and you're too old to be a sprinter and all of that. But since then, I obviously had a much better time in eating. I have a better opportunity to keep my weight in check. And then the best thing is that all of my personal best performances have come since that time. So here I am supposed to be retired and moving on, but I'm getting my best performances, and I think Carol's going to do the same thing.
Isn't that just amazing what a little bit of the right fuel will do for you? But the reason you did it, and I tell people, you know, I refer to this article in Runner's World, and I tell people the story, first of all, because I'm so proud of the fact that you decided to go on the program that I recommend. And second of all, I point out to them, I say, if Carl Lewis, who runs all day long, I mean, that's his job, if Carl Lewis, who runs all day long, can't keep trim on the American diet, what chance do you and I have?
Right.
And people stop and think about it, and they say, you're right.
Well, that's funny because people... When I talk about my diet, people all the time say, oh, you must have no problem. You work out all day long. I said, I wish. I did at 19, but no mod. You know, you have to watch it. And not only that, but I feel better, and I'm more alert, and I have more energy. And that's a big thing, too, because for me, it's been an exciting thing, experiencing situations that are different and better for the body. And then from a family standpoint, we have diabetes in our past history, and my father passed away of colon cancer. So all of these factors and all of these things are important. So we feel better, we know we're treating the body better, and I definitely feel different. But everyone has to realize that you can't do it just eating anything you want. It can't be done. I mean, I physically see the difference. I feel better. I'm training better, and I'm a lot sharper mentally. Physically, my skin's better. You know, everything has improved as a result of changing my diet.
Carl, would you be willing to stay on the line a little longer so we can take some callers if they'd be interested in talking to you? This is Dr. John McDougal. My guest is Carl Lewis, the world's fastest man. So if you'd like to talk to Carl Lewis, give us a call at 702. And good morning. This is Dr. John McDougal on the Northern California Radio Network. My guest did 100 meters in 9.86 seconds. He had the best long jump of his series and soared 29 feet three times. 29, I mean, that must be in the air. And also won a couple of gold medals, and he did it eating healthier. Carl Lewis, you travel all over the world. How many days are you on the road?
On an average, between 180 and 200, so it's quite a bit.
So how do you maintain a starch-based meal plan, a McDougal type of eating style, when you're on the road?
Well, the first year it was tough because, of course, no one knew about it. But now I've gotten to where sometimes we call ahead of hotels. We stay at the same places all the time. I go, and many times when I get to a city, I'll go out and buy certain foods from a grocery store and just cook myself. It's just kind of a combination, and sometimes it's difficult. But the one good thing is that everyone knows about it. I talk to the hotel. All of them make sure that when they know that I'm coming back, they try to stock certain things and cook certain meals. And I found also, if you talk to the chef and talk to them, they'll generally make a meal and prepare it correctly for you.
Well, you've always been a rather controversial figure in the athletic world. Does eating this way make you more controversial?
Oh, you definitely. I mean, you know, the funniest thing is that when I tell people this, the first thing they say is, well, what do you eat? And I'll say, well, look, just stop and figure this. When you eat a meal, a normal person, you eat a meal that has one piece of meat on the plate, and then the rest is vegetables, seeds, whatever way. And I said, so you're eliminating one piece of your meal and just change the way you prepare the rest of it, and you've got the same meal. I mean, you really don't change it that much. But it has, because at first people thought, oh, my goodness, here we go on something else faddish. I mean, this guy, he did the hair first, he did the clothes, now he's in a diet. But I think now what's happening is that people are starting to ask me what I'm doing is different because I've been able to perform at this level at an older age. That's the thing. Everyone puts the thing of age. I mean, it's kind of made me more popular in a way because everyone says, now that you're over 30, they call that over the hill. But in a lot of ways, people can feel great if they continue to keep their body in good condition. I mean, because I'm stronger now. So now it was a controversial thing in a way because people thought, here we go, another fad. But now they're starting to ask me, what are you doing that's the difference?
So do you see other athletes changing?
I see it's starting to happen. Of course, a lot of my teammates have already changed. Leroy Burrell, of course, Floyd Hurd, Mike Marsh, who was also a gold medalist. Mike eats very little meat. He watches it, and we've discussed the plan. And then if you go on some other people that we know outside of just this area as well. But I think overall, everyone's starting to realize that meat is so bad for you. And people approach me and talk to me about it. And I tell you, the most interesting thing was there was a football player that plays for Houston Oilers. I talked to him about 2 weeks ago, and he said he's down to meat just one day a week. And he eats no red meat and no pork. So you're talking about these sports that everyone says you have to have that super protein and super meat. He's a linebacker. He isn't small, and he doesn't eat meat. So I think everyone's realized you don't have to have that stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll get the rest of them changed. And I think probably the best way to convince them, Carl, is to keep beating their pants off.
That's right.
Let's go to our phone calls. We have, from your state, from Texas, we have Herman on the line. Herman, you have a question for Carl Lewis.
Dr. McDougal, it's really more of a question for you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not taking questions for me right now. You hold on the line, and we'll get to you in just a minute. Okay, Herman?
You bet.
All right. Let's see. Do we have, who is this? Patricia? Patricia from Sebastopol. Hello? Is Patricia on the line? How about Jerry from Santa Rosa?
Mr. Lewis, you're one of my big heroes.
Great, thank you.
And when you talk about age, I know where you're coming from because I'm past 60 and I do 1,000-mile-plus bicycle trips.
My goodness.
And I feel better now than I did. I don't think I could have done it when I was a teenager, but now over 60, I could do it.
Right.
But my big question for you is, Carl, is what do you think of as the best food for energy, for like a meat? Before you get ready to compete, do you the meal you have before that meet, what does it consist of mainly?
Okay, that's a good question. The night before, we generally eat pasta, which I know is a very popular dish for runners. We'll eat a big pasta dish the night before. In the morning, what I generally do is eat very little, which is strange. I'll have a pasta dish. Leroy and I came up with this little sandwich we make. It gives us energy. We take, bread, of course, mm-hmm. and then we'll put like a peanut butter type spread on it, a fruit spread, and bananas.
Uh-huh.
And that gives us good energy, and it's also pretty filling. We like to do that. And then during the day, during competition, we generally just eat fruit. But we'll have a meal a few hours before. But in terms of getting some energy, feeling full, that's generally what we'll do. And then we'll have bananas or whatever during a competition.
Would you say there's one particular food, like I eat a lot of peanut butter when I go on my long trips.
Right.
Do you have one particular food that you would say that is more excellent or better than another?
Well, I think that beans and lentils, that's what I really like the most, and I feel like I get the most substance from it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, potatoes are very good. And
now, do you have any trouble with your weight? Because I eat a lot of beans, and it has a tendency to put weight on me.
Well, that's the thing that I don't really have a problem with. As long as I stay away from the meat and the salt, a lot of salt, actually. I eat a little bit, but a lot of it.
Mm.
And the other things, then the weight stays pretty good condition.
I see.
And also the time of day. I mean, because we try to sit down and eat dinner at about 5 o'clock. And I make snacks and different things in the evening. But basically, I eat my heavy meal fairly early.
Right.
Well, Jerry.
I eat later.
Jerry, thank you very much for calling. Carl, we're going to have you stay on the line if you'd be willing to stay with us. We've got a lot of people that would like to talk to you.
Okay.
Our guest is Carl Lewis. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Carl Lewis, and my guest is Carl Lewis, and Carl Lewis is the world's fastest man, as you well know, and so, therefore, not surprising that he's also good on the radio, and a good guest, to say the least. Carl, Carl, do you still have are you still have juicing as part of your program?
Yes, I do. Still do.
Do we have Carl there still?
On a daily basis. Basically, I mix vegetable in the morning, and then add fruit in the evening for dinner or whatever. But I do mix it with my meal. Yes.
And Carl, as far as the juicing is concerned, there was one time when you had a little problem with. You had a little with enough energy, and as a result, I understand you started juicing and you got some of your energy back from juicing. The way it was, a man as busy as you are and as hard as it is for you to get foods, what I suspect happened at that particular time is you just weren't getting enough calories in, and now when we have, now when you started juicing, you were able to get the adequate calories in, and
right.
And because I don't think it was a protein issue in your diet. Do you think that was a possibility that was what was going on?
Yeah, after you mentioned that, it made a lot more sense because I probably wasn't getting enough calories because when I felt that was at a time in the year when we're working the most, working the most difficult. Because in the spring, February, March, April, we do a lot harder running in terms of longer running, 400, 300, 600. And then we get down later in the season, we shorten up. So I was burning a lot more calories. My diet was exactly the same the entire fall, and I felt great, and it felt great in January. It's just that one period. So now when that was mentioned, I think that was probably it because I don't really believe the protein was it because you don't need that much.
Right.
And I may not have known as much about it as I do now because I did some more research, but I think that was probably what it was because when I added the juicing, I did add more calories.
Yeah, I think that helped. Not that I think juicing is a good way to get calories. I mean, especially
right.
Somebody as active as you are, it's very convenient. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network, and we have all the technical problems working for us now. And, Carl, how long do you think you can keep this up, being the star athlete and the fastest man in the world? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, I tell you, it's interesting because 1991 was my best year ever at that point. And 92, which was last year, of course, I physically was in better condition. I had ended up getting these allergies, which I've never had before, so that cost me at the Olympic trials. But I was in better shape last year than 91, and now 93, I feel even better than last year. So I don't know. I mean, 18 months ago, I thought I'd have one more Olympics and it was over with. But now I feel I can go at least two or three more years at this level.
Isn't that amazing? You get better as you get older. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let's talk to Valerie in Placerville. You're on with Carl Lewis. Hello? Is this Valerie? Is this Clara?
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Carl Lewis.
Oh, I'm on now.
Yes,
this is Clara.
Hi.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm really calling for my husband. I wish he were here. He's 66 years old, and he's been running for 30 years. And he runs about 8 miles a day.
Wow.
And we've been on Dr. McDougall's diet for, about 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he is losing weight. And he doesn't have a lot to spare. He's 5'7", and he weighs 130. And we just wonder about getting that thin.
How do you stop the weight loss?
Right. Well, I'll interject right quick. When we started our diet, we lost quite a bit of weight. At first, the first couple of weeks, we didn't lose much. But then, over the next 4 or 5 weeks, we lost quite a bit. And then it stabilized for me. Because the biggest problem I had is when you go for so many years, like I had, of starving yourself, it's hard to eat. Because I remember times when I was being fed in the morning and I wouldn't eat. No, take it away, because I was so used to not eating that I probably wasn't eating enough food just having that same habit. So make sure that you can eat more freely now and eat a lot better. And when I started to get out of the habit, I had breakfast, and I ate properly and took in the calories and the amount of food that I needed, then that weight loss balanced out. But I think the thing for me was that I was still scared to eat. It was just a mental thing I had to get out of.
I see. Well, he's stronger and faster since he's, been on this. Well, we were almost on it before, but now we're completely on it.
Because he's 63 years old. Doesn't that give you encouragement, Carl, that maybe at 63 you'll still be taking world records? But if you don't and you're out of the running business, I think you can probably get into the dietary counseling business or maybe even get your own radio show. You're really great.
Well, I'd like to, but I tell you, the one thing is that I definitely believe in it, and it's given me a difference. You know, I feel better. Not only that, when I talk to people, they ask me, what's your diet for running? And I say, well, this is my diet for my life. This is how I eat. So when track finishes, I will continue to eat like this because I feel better overall. So this is just what I do as an athlete. It's a part of my life.
This is Dr. John McDougall with Carl Lewis, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Hey, good morning. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. The title of the article is Catching Up with the World's Fastest Human. And, of course, that's Carl Lewis, who we have on the line from Houston, Texas. This is Dr. John McDougall, and let's go back to our phone calls. We have Valerie from Placerville. Hello, Valerie. Hey, hello. Do we have a Valerie from Placerville on the line? How about... Valerie's going to be there.
Yes.
Well, you're on with Carl Lewis, Valerie.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you both. I'm the mother of a 15-year-old first-year track runner in a gal. She's pulling a 5:14 mile right now and seems to be able to control her speed. She slows down and speeds up within the pack during the race with a lot of ease. And so it looks like she has great potential. And we're in the phase now for training and diet to get focused. And I was wondering if Mr. Lewis had any recommendations for anything special that would go for a teen.
For teenage athletes, Carl Lewis, you have any special thoughts on that?
Could you just repeat that right quick?
She has a teenager who's into track and doing quite well. And what she wants to know is, would the same advice you give to adult athletes apply to a teenage athletic person in terms of a good diet?
Yeah, definitely. Strangely enough, back in the 70s when I was in high school, I went to a period where I went to a vegetarian diet when I was a junior. And it was a big growth spurt for me. I was a late bloomer, so most of my growing occurred junior and senior year in high school and on. So I went to a diet that year, and the only reason I stopped is because my mother became a little bit tired of cooking for me and everyone else. But I definitely recommend it because I was able to go through the largest period of growth for me. I definitely stretched out the most during that period. I felt better, and that was one of the reasons why ultimately I was able to go back, because I tried it in high school and I saw no ill effects. And I think the diet is good at no matter what age you are, and the younger they start, the easier it is as you get older.
Right. She's very focused on diet right now. Also, training camps. I was wondering if Mr. McDougall had recommendations for training camps that focus on diet.
I have no recommendations for training camps that focus on diet. I just don't know of any, but certainly I think the dietary advice Carl Lewis has given you is the right way to go. I mean, how could I argue? Thank you for calling, Valerie.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you. Nice to have you on the show, Terry.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to ask Carl if he ever has any problems getting low blood sugar when he's working out, and how, if so, what he does to prevent it and to recover from it.
Well, Terry, I haven't had the problem in the past, but I think just having a balanced diet and making sure that everything is there, and then, of course, getting a lot of fluids, too, has helped me. But I've never had that problem. But we definitely take in a lot of fluids, and we make sure that we try to get that balanced diet, especially before and during workout.
Okay, Terry, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Lee in Redding. Lee, we have Lee in Redding talking with Carl Lewis.
Hello to both of you, and congratulations so much on your physical achievements. And I have three kind of short things I'd like to fire out, and then I guess I'll just listen. Would it be all right?
Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to know, Carl Lewis, if you know John Robbins by any chance, and if you know of his book, Diet for a New America, and in connection with that, I was wondering if you were interested or concerned or so on in the animal rights situation and the horrors of things like slaughterhouses, and I was wondering if you had any comments on that. That's number one, and then number two, I was wondering if you would be a little more specific about exactly what the hotels that you mentioned, your regular hotels, precisely what they do for you, rather than just, you know, no meat or something like
right.
that. And the third one is, are you concerned yourself about the problems with devalued food, such as the problems with the way traditional agriculture, you know, the problems of the chemicals that are ruining the soil, et cetera, and if you are concerned about organic produce, and thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Those are some really specific questions.
Yeah, they are.
I imagine you have some strong feelings on them.
Definitely. The first one, I think that everyone that I know that has been to a slaughterhouse has a difficult time eating meat. And I think that they need to, first of all, get young people or people, period, in those slaughterhouses, and that is a major deterrent, because it's deplorable what they do to the animals, how most of them are raised, how they're pumped with steroids to get certain sizes, and then they're just sliced up, and people just sit there and grin and eat steak. I think it's deplorable, and it's horrible, and
let's hold up on the rest of that question until after we come back from the commercial break. It's Dr. John McDougall. My guest is Carl Lewis. Good morning. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network, and a real honor for me to have Carl Lewis, the fastest man in the world, also a supporter of good nutrition. And,
that's right.
And the fact that you don't hesitate to mention that the McDougall program is the way to go really makes me feel good, Carl, for a couple of reasons, and, you know, the obvious one, but also, a lot of people out there are interested in changing their diet. They see what wonders a good diet has done for you. And when you just say things like eat less fat or I'm a vegetarian or so on, it's not specific enough for them. But when you are willing to say that it's the McDougall program, they can go just get the book, just do it, and they know exactly what to do it. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate the fact that you do mention the name and are hesitant a bit about it.
Well, I appreciate also because, like I said, I guess it was a godsend for me because I was at a time when I needed a change, and I met you, and then it's made a difference in my life, and of course, Carol. And we want to appreciate getting Carol involved because I think it's going to change her competition also.
Oh, well, we'll keep after if it doesn't. I know it will, though. She'll do well.
Yeah, she'll hang in.
Yeah. Let's talk to Molly in Santa Rosa. Hello, Molly. You're on with Carl Lewis.
Oh, hi, Carl Lewis.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I have another teenage problem. I have a 16-year-old female who decided to start weight training, and her coach set up the weight program for her and everything, and we just started the program about 2 weeks ago, the I'm Gonna Google program, and she informed her coach that she was vegetarian, and he said if she wasn't eating some meat protein of some sort, he would not be able to coach her. How do I convince this gentleman that she really is okay on this program?
Well, the first thing is that it's hard. It's, like I mentioned earlier, it's very difficult to convince them that. But I personally don't believe in a lot of lifting and everything at that age anyway. But the main thing is that you've got to stick to what's best. You know, you're probably not going to change his mind, but the main thing is say, this is what we do, this is what we're going to focus on, and we're going to have to integrate this into the program. And then utilize Dr. McDougal or myself and say, these people have done it, because that helps.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason why it's good for us to speak out, because if we've had success, then you can use our name. But, hey, look, I talked to them. They said it's okay, so if they're doing it, then that's fine. But the best thing is obviously to stick to your guns and tell them that if there are different ways, this is the program that you want to do, you feel better, you think it's best for you and your program, your child, and that you want to stick to that, and that there are ways to achieve that success because others have given you the advice and you feel better.
Well, you know, a picture says a thousand words. If you could show them a picture of Carl Lewis, which I have, of course, here in the Runner's World edition, and showed that kind of muscular physique that was grown on a vegetarian diet without the added fat,
mm-hmm.
that would make a great impression. As a matter of fact, we got involved with another very famous athlete as a result of the way Carl Lewis looks, and that athlete is Monica Seles. She called me up one day, oh, a couple of years ago, and said that she is so impressed by the physique of Carl Lewis that she wanted to follow the same type of eating pattern, and subsequently we helped Monica Seles change her diet. So, you know, the best athletes in the world are getting smart about this because they're the winners now, the ones that are properly fueled. Thanks for calling, Molly.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Frank in Santa Rosa. Frank, you're on with Carl Lewis.
Oh, Carl Lewis, it's a pleasure to be able to talk with you. You mentioned earlier in the program that you take juice as a supplement to
right.
your diet.
Yes.
I wondered what kind of juice you take, whether it's vegetable or whether it's fruit. And then the other question I have real quick is, what would you do before you went on a long walk or a bicycle ride, which I do. I kind of come home tired sometimes. And I'll take that off the air if it's okay.
Thanks for calling, Frank.
Okay, good question.
You
generally go with vegetable juices in the morning, and I mix anything from celery, parsley, fennel, carrot. Sometimes we mix with apple for flavor. And we mix in beets, all different types of vegetable juices in the morning before workout. That kind of gets my day started. And then as the day goes on after that, I usually drink fruit juice, which could be any type of fruit mixed in for dinner, around dinner time. During the middle of the day is when I'm gone because I leave for workout. But to get me started, to get me going in the morning, I drink vegetable juices. And in terms of, the other question was again?
Well, that's okay. Let's go on to Richard okay. On a car phone. Hello, Richard.
So it's a pleasure to talk to Carl Lewis. My son's a long-distance runner. I'm specifically interested. It's similar to the previous caller's question, actually. Do you do anything different the night before a race, the morning of a race, and if you double up between races, specifically there, anything different?
Well, the only thing we do differently is I'll probably eat a little bit lighter than normal, I guess, the morning of a race. I mean, I wouldn't eat as much. We do supplement more vegetable, in terms of fruit or whatever, we supplement more of that, like our bananas and things, during the day, instead of eating a lot of meals during the day. Because a lot of times we go to a track meet, we may get there at 10 o'clock and not get home until 5.
Yeah, right.
So we'll eat a banana, eat a piece of fruit, whatever, to supplement it. And then sometimes a little sandwich I talked about earlier, the peanut butter and fruit spread and bananas, things like that. That's the main change. The night before, we generally keep the same, but the day of the meet, we eat a little bit lighter.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Richard. Let's go to Richard in Thermalina. Richard, you're on the air.
Carl, you're a good role example for our young people in our country. I want to thank you for your work.
Thank you very much.
What was your greatest concern about the long-term health risk to changing your diet, and what was it that was most persuasive of convincing you that it was okay to become a strict vegetarian?
Okay, the long-term effects, the first thing is I really didn't know a lot about it. I didn't think much about it because I wanted to see what was the best thing, and I felt that that would supplement me now and the long term. But the biggest thing that changed my mind is that I knew that there had to be a way that you're able to live and function and eat and enjoy food and keep your weight down. I just said there's no way that our bodies are put here to starve all the time in order to stay thin and to stay fit. So when I met Dr. McDougal, when I read the book, I realized that I was able to eat all types of food and get the protein, then of course get the energy and everything that the body needs, the calories, and then still keep your weight in check. So that was the main thing, because I just got tired of going 3 days a week with breakfast, and then skipping lunch every day, and then just going dinner.
There
were 4 days a week where I wouldn't have breakfast or lunch, just dinner.
Were you impressed
by the documentation that Dr. McDougall had in his book?
I have to hold you there because we're at the end of the hour. This is Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network, and it's interesting that Carl Lewis is most interested about his personal appearance. Thank you very much, Carl, for spending the time with us. It was a real honor for me.
Thank you very much, and I'm hanging in there, and I talk about you every day.
Thank you, Carl. This is Dr. John McDougall on the...